you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. It's going to be a short show today, really short show. I'm going to talk fast. Today, I'm going to be a little preachy. Good morning, my morning crew is here, and beautiful Robin. Robin's here today. Good morning, Robin. How are you, kiddo?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Good morning, kiddo. You know what's really funny is that I've been on the air for a long time, and we had different morning crews. Some morning crews leave, but new ones come in, and they give me energy. I mean, you and Pat, and it gives me energy. You know, when one falls, two come in. I sound like this.
Well, you know, today we're over the years and said hello. You know.
Yeah, they do come in. They do come in once in a while, but. I want to let everybody know, Robin, would you please let everybody know by why tomorrow's a special day?
Tomorrow is very special. We have Rick Singleton coming on for an interview about his book.
That's right.
It's going to be an interesting one.
It's going to be a real interesting one. We're going to talk about a real life murder and mystery and intrigue and betrayal and love. And forbidden lust.
Coming from the sheriff at the time, the one who was her employer. She was his employee.
Right. We're up close and personal. We're talking about Vicky and White.
Vicky White and Casey White.
Casey White. Real life murder happened. It was on the news, national news, where she broke out an inmate. They ran from the law.
And I believe, not too long ago, I believe they found his stepbrother dead.
Oh, did they really?
They found his bones, yes. That just happened recently. But they say they think it was his, stepbrother. Or half-brother, one of the two.
It's going to be great to talk to the sheriff. The sheriff is coming. Yep, it's going to be great to talk to a sheriff. So don't forget to call in tomorrow and get to talk to the sheriff. Today's we're going to have a short show. I have one of the best. I have some of the best listeners, and I have, of course, the best morning crew ever. They make me look good. You're welcome, sweetheart. If you'd like to come into the show, let me see. Oh, I can't. Well, anyway, you know what? I've been on the show for 10 years, and I still don't know the frickin' number. You know the number. And when you call in the show, let me know what the number is. You know, I do. I say the damn number every frickin' time. I think it starts with 319-527-6099. That's the number,
319-527-6099.
Pat has an appointment today, so I don't expect her in. So we got, it's me and you. It'll be a short show. You know, I woke up this.
No, I just said, okay.
Oh, you ever wake up with a song in your head? I woke up with a song in my head. And I have no reason why I have that song in my head. And it's so true. Here's the song. Here's the song I had in my head. Nope, that's a commercial. Give me the rhythm to free my soul. Wanna Get Lost in the Rock and Roll.
Remember
that
Gray,
song?
Drifts Away.
Oh,
yeah, but originally by Dobie Gray.
You are damn good. Yeah, I got it in my just a little bit of it. I had
music.
It. In, I had it in my head. Just woke up, and this is a little bit of the song that you're listening to. Here it is.
I look for the light through the pouring rain. Know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll.
You know, I wake up and the world is confusing. You know, people do stupid things. I'm going to probably preach today. I'm going to preach really quick. You know, life is easy. People make things difficult. Relationships are easy. People make them complex. Friends are complex. And I'll tell you why friends are complex, because friends are not really friends. We call people friends the same thing I call love. You know, we call people friends. And we really don't – maybe we shouldn't call people friends until we know who they are. Because maybe once we know who they are, they're not really friends. You know, Robin,
some
have you
are.
Some are, but it's, do we, it's like a 50-50. Isn't it 50? Have you ever been wrong? Like maybe, you know, you'll know this on social media a lot, but you're thinking, okay, well, he's my friend, and we've known each other by social media, and all of a sudden – he went cray-cray. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I thought you knew me, I'm your friend, and then all of a sudden they go cray-cray. You go, what?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Do we really?
Oh, I know.
Do we really? Go ahead, Robin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know all about that. Trust me.
Yeah.
Had a friend that I thought she was, you know, one of my really close friends, and it turned out that, I mean, she just cut me down behind my back to anybody that would listen.
Right. And that's what I think that song, that's why I think this song comes into play. We do. You know, I was always careful to call people my friends. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't really have faith in humanity. I really don't. I don't have faith in people because when I do, people let me down. People let me down. Because maybe I have a higher bar. And when I call people friends, and when I call people who, you want to use the word, love, really high bar. Because I really look at people that they're lazy. Just give me a minute. They're lazy. I know you're not going to like this. They're lazy. And meaning that they want things done for them, or they want you to do things for them. You get those friends, right? Can you do this for me? Can I ask you a favor? Can you do, you know, they do that. And they expect absolute, loyalty. But then they don't give a shit. Then they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a low bar with human beings. I really do. Because then I don't get disappointed. I know it's sick, Robin. I know I should not do it. But I have a low bar with him. You know? What do you think?
I'm the same way.
Yeah. Maybe the world's crazy, and that's probably why this song came to me. Here's another verse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. When I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Thanks for the joy that you've given me.
Yeah. So that's why the song came in my head. And going in with that, we're going to get right to the point. You know, I'm not a religious guy. Not religious at all. Not religious. Do I believe in God? Yes, I do believe in God. Do I go to church? No, I don't go to church. Because I think some of those preachers and clergies are blasphemous. They're selling God. They're selling religion. They're selling fear. They're selling fear. God doesn't like this. You're going to come to me, I'll give you absolution. You know, I'll pray to the Lord for you because your prayers is not good enough. Your prayer is not good enough. Mm-hmm. You have to come to me because I'm closer to God. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
Confess to me, and I will make your sins go away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to preach today, sweetheart.
You got the other people in the congregation that's always wanting in your business.
That's right. That's right. And good morning to you, Pat. Pat's going in. I have an appointment today. Pat has an appointment today, and Robin's here. Pat, Robin's here. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you both?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm doing good.
Do you guys? Yeah. Do you guys want to hear? You want to? Should we talk about the elephant in the room? Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Ready?
Well, I take it we didn't win the lottery, so.
Yeah, I'm going to say one word. I'm going to say one word to our group. Losers. 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 Losers.
Oh, well.
That's going to be the name of our group.
Did anybody win?
Yeah, there's a guy, first time in a long time, a guy in New Jersey won. A guy in New Jersey won $1.3 billion. Guy in New Jersey.
Wow.
We didn't even get two numbers. Losers.
Oh,
losers.
No. Really?
Oh, no.
Not even two. Wow.
Oh, no.
That's pretty bad.
I'm in that group. Yeah, I'm in that group. We got a big L on our head for the rest of the week. Losers. I was hoping to get.
I nearly have one on my chin from burning my chin.
We got one. Exactly. We got one. I'm going, oh, we got one. Yeah, but we ain't going to get another one. Losers. Suckers. Suckers.
Out of all four of us, there was only one number.
I know. Out of four of us, one number. And you know what I did? I'll talk really fast. I went to this special place. I'm not kidding you. I went to this special place, and I got all the numbers on my phone, right? I went to this special place. I'm sitting. I swear to God, this is how it went. Asian people have no patience at all. Asian people have no patience. I'm going to tell you that. When an Asian person gets pissed off at you, there's no turning back.
Oh,
that's
great.
I'm going to tell you exactly. I'm not even making fun of it. I'm being exact how it is. I go in, and because I'm usually with the quick picks, you know. Here's my money. Give me the quick picks. I'm out. But this time I had numbers. I'm not used to the numbers, right? Swear to God, this is what happened. So this woman's Asian. She's in this donut shop, which won before. A lot of people there. So I'm sitting there. I mean, I'm cool. We'll go in there. I walk in. Hello. Well, hello to you. And then I said, you know what? Because I'm new, right? Because I don't play this. I play a quick pick. I go, okay, I'm gonna play the mega thing. She goes, okay. Here you go. I go, what are you doing? She goes, here's your number. I go, no, I want to write it down. Why didn't you tell me? Why you come here? Why don't you go over there? Why you come here? You come here because you went quick pick. You go over there. I'm already getting yelled at. I swear to God, I'm getting yelled at.
Oh, no.
I swear to God. This is not good. But, you know, I'm thinking John, I swear to God, I'm thinking John's counting on me. So I got a little John, a Canadian John on my shoulder. And John is saying, go forth, Brian. Go forth. Okay, John. John knows his stuff. So I bypassed her. She's already pissed at me. Swear to God, I'm not exaggerating. I go to get the sheet. I'm writing him down, and then I go back to her. Swear to God. She puts it in the machine. Oh, didn't work. I go, what do you mean don't work? You got to click this box. One five. Okay, there's a box. I guess there's a little gray box or blue box you have to click for the number, the Mega number. I go, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You go back. Okay. She's already pissed. People are ahead of me, and they're going back, and I go, okay, I got to do this box. And what was Robin's power number? What was Pat's number? People go, hurry up. You got the pistol. I got the only pistol in the place. I want the pistol. Shut up. Okay, what was mine? This was what's going on there, right? I'm going to go crazy up in this place. So I'm going, okay, here's the power number. Here. So I finally got it, right? I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating. Put the pencil down. There was a fight for the pencil. I go to the front. She's already looking at me with a cross eye, and it's kind of hard when you're Asian, but she did. She gave me the cross eye, Asian cross eye. And then I walk up to her. Like she was going to kung fu me. Come in here, kung fu. Okay, so I'm going up there, right? I slowly give her the sheet. True story. She looks at me. She stares at me for a little bit. I go, let's see if this works. She goes, okay. Goes in the sheet, comes out of the machine. Goes in the machine, comes out of the machine. She puts in the machine, comes out of the machine. She looks at me and goes, you no good. I go, what do you mean I'm no good? I put my numbers down. Whoa. And then she looked at the sheet. She goes, oh, sheet dirty. You sheet dirty. And then she started to get the eraser and erase it because maybe it was smudging and everything. She goes, you got dirty sheet. Sheet dirty. Sheet dirty. I go, okay. She's scrubbing it down. I'm going, oh, shit, I want to get the fuck out of here. And everybody's saying, hey, dude, you got dirty sheet. Shut up, dude. Shut up. And then she goes in, she goes out, she goes in, she goes out, and she goes, no good, you no good. I go, what do you mean I'm no good? She too dirty. You bark too heavy. You got to mark softly. You do heavy barking. She dirty. I go, oh, fuck. Really? The things I do for my friends? And now John's on my shoulder, and he's getting irritable. Look, you can't even fucking do this. You can't even fucking do this, right, eh? I go, John, give me a break. And, you know. So I'm under a lot of pressure.
I'd be the same way. I don't know how to do it.
I know. I mean, I haven't really done the sheet thing. I usually just do the quick pick. I'm out. Then you have to bark the shit. She sends me back to the corner like a little child. I get the pencil. And I go, Duddy. Now it's in my head. Duddy, sheet. Oh, my sheet, Duddy. Because they can't change the number. So I get another sheet, and I go, now this is like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And it's going to be a ride up into this bitch. And I'm getting irritable. John's on my shoulder. He's getting stoned. He's smoking a joint. I don't give a fuck anymore. Hey. You know, come on, John. We got to get through this. Get the sheet. I make sure I wasn't dirty. I lightly did it. I wait in line. She comes in. She's giving me the eye again. I'm always woo again. And then I go, here's the sheet. You know, I'm exhausted. Let's try this again. She puts it in and comes up. I go, oh, fuck. Oh, sheet too dirty again. I go, look. I go, look. That sheet's not dirty. I'll tell you what's dirty. Because I lost it. That sheet is dirty. I'm not dirty. You got dirty sheets. We don't have dirty sheets. You do dirty sheets. I don't do dirty sheets. You do again. And people are, you know, who've been playing this game for years, looking at me like, this motherfucker can't even cross the block box. They're looking at me like I'm handicapped. I'm retarded. Maybe he's slow. All you have to do is get a number and mark it. What's going on with him? And I actually heard this guy. This guy's a motherfucking drunk. I swear to God, I heard him back me going, "Come on, man." And I go, "Hey, look, I'm almost done." I swear to God, he leaned over going, "Your shit's dirty." I said, "Knock it off." He did this before she went in there. I go, what? He goes, your sister. I go, what the fuck? And she goes, oh, daddy again, daddy. I go, oh, mother fuck. I go to the table again, and I go, oh, I get another sheet. And then I started saying, I hate everybody in the studio. I hate you all.
Honestly, by that time, I would have just walked out and said,
I would. I was going to go in there and say, give me the quick pick, and fuck you all. But then I heard Pat on my shoulder. You know, Brian, that's not my number. I go, I don't want to deal with that. I'm going to sit my ass down.
And Robin's like, do whatever's easy.
Exactly.
I would have said get a quick pick at that point.
Thank you.
I would have been like, forget it. I'll just walk out.
Right. Five more minutes, they're going to have to call the popo. Because I was going to lose my damn mind.
When you go in somewhere like that and your blood pressure skyrockets, that tells you you need to leave.
I was feeling my pulse of my neck with my two fingers. All right, calm down. You know, it was getting to that point. And I get it again, and this time I go, I hate them all. I hate all of them. And then I got John. I go, John, get off my shoulder. No way, I'm too stoned to move, John.
But I could tell when my mother, every time she got frustrated, she had this vein on her forehead that would pop out.
Oh, my God. It was horrible. And then I looked like a madman because then I started sweating, and everybody's looking at me like he's on something. Look at him. He's detoxing. And it was just a mess. It was a mess. And we finally did it. And all that thing. And then I go, we got fucking one. Out of all that trouble, we got fucking one number. And then John on my shoulder with its joint. Oh, that's fucking A. That's fucking whoa. That's not good. Get off my shoulder, John. I'm going home. But all that mess, we got one number.
That is terrible, Brian.
It was a horrible thing. Horrible. Now, all night I kept going, Daddy, your daddy.
I think that goes to show us that you should only go for quick picks.
Exactly.
I should.
Yeah.
Well, I figured I haven't been getting luck with the quick pick, so I figured, we have nothing to lose. Let's do it, Maybe we have some vibrations. Something's coming to us. And I really looked at John's number. I swear to God, I'm going, John's going to hit. I really thought John's going to hit three or four. I loved his numbers. I said, okay, I'm rooting on you, John. I'm sitting there, and it's, doing this, and John got nothing. I go,
nothing.
What? I think the number that came up was maybe 27. I don't know where we were. I have to look at our thing. I have to look at it. 23 or whatever. Something.
That was mine.
Was that yours?
Or
was that yours, Pat?
It was hers.
Pat's number came up. Wow.
I had a feeling it would have been hers out of all of ours.
Well, you're the only one that came up, Pat. Pat even did her cards. Yep, this is a good number. You're right. It is a good number, but we need numbers. Tell your cards we need numbers. Yeah, I got a good number. Oh, what a horrible experience, you guys. Horrible.
Well, if we ever decide to do it again, we could use the cards, draw the cards, and do it.
Yeah, we should use the cards. We got to use the cards, bring in Mojo, bring in Honey, bring in Mr. Fred. I don't know what we have to bring it. I don't care. Whatever.
No, what I meant was the cards are numbered. The cards are numbered. Now, when you get in the suits, obviously, they don't go up to 60. But what you can do is, we'll pick one suit and say that would be 20s, and another suit, that's 30s. And, out of the four suits, you can... Could do it that way, and say if you drew a four of cups, you could call that a 24 or something.
True. Mm-hmm. Well, we got the Powerball that plays today, and it's up to $865 million. $865 million pulls today.
Nice. I don't think I turned that one down.
Don't you tempt me. Don't you tempt me.
I wouldn't tempt one down. Powerball now. I can probably ride up the road and get that.
It's $865 million today. Okay. Pat, I'm going to consult you. Pat, look at the cards. Look at the cards. Consult the cards. You got one. So right now you are ahead of everybody.
At the lead. Yeah, you're in the lead. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can't believe it.
See if we're
going to
be. See if we're going to be lucky today.
I bet your girlfriend thought we were all idiots.
Oh, my God. They look at me. Oh, my God. It was horrible. All I heard in my mind. It was, your daddy, just get the hell up. Shut up.
What's the name of this one?
This one is called, Jackpot Power. This is the Powerball.
Powerball. See, okay. We have that one in Tennessee. We've got that one in Tennessee.
Oh, you do? You have that one in Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I could get a ticket in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Like you said, it's just 20 miles up the road. The story is the state lines are not even that far.
True. And the last number, get these numbers. The last number that was drawn, that was won,
mm-hmm.
was 7, 11, 19, 53, 68, and 23 was the power number. That almost as close to ours. What's interesting
uh-huh.
is the Mega Millions number last draw was 7-11.
Uh-huh.
Both of them were 7-11. Yesterday was 7-11. And this one is 7-11 the last time it was drawn. Interesting. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Good numbers. They look good. $865 million. The cash payout is $416,100,000. That's some good change there. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Robin can get her numbers. Oh, Robin. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I can get numbers,
Yes, you can. Okay, we'll talk about that. Pat's going to look at the cards to see if we're going to have any good luck today. And we'll see.
It didn't look real rosy, Brian.
Oh, no. You know what I was going
to
do? I'm so
yesterday.
Oh, you know what? I'm so superstitious, Pat. I was going to go in there at 4:20 exactly. That's how superstitious I am. 4:20, give me my card. I was going to go in exactly at 4:20. Oh, Pat's saying we're not good. Oh, that's not good.
But maybe Brian.
Yeah.
Might work.
Yeah.
No. Yes. I suck at that. We gotta have that.
Turn off the lottery.
Here you go. There's no thought to it. Let the machine pick it out, Brian. Let the AI pick it out because you're too stupid to even mark down a little button, a little tiny. Just mark it out. No, do that. You're too hard. I go, what, am I playing cards or what, are we having sex? You're too hard. Me so horny. Do it right. The card dirty. Shut up. You're too hard.
Oh, too naughty.
Oh, my God. Donald Trump is selling Bibles, everybody. You know, there's time to come a time where I don't go to church. I don't go to church. But I know enough about blasphemy. But Donald Trump is selling the Bible. You should hear, and here's what he says. And I guess when Donald Trump sells it, and he's selling it like crazy. I guess he figures that he can sell it better than anybody else.
I hate to tell him the Gideons give them away for free.
Yeah. Well,
they
here
didn't.
It is.
The
Probably they do, but listen to this. Donald Trump selling the Bible. Here we go.
Good evening from New York. I'm Chris Hayes. Donald Trump is desperate for cash. And while it might look like he just pulled a rabbit out of a hat with today's debut of his media company on the stock exchange, the full story is complicated and way more trouble. We're going to dig into all of that. But first, remember, Trump has been hawking anything with his name on it, of course, for his entire life. That's his shtick. Recently, as he's being squeezed by astronomical legal bills, running a campaign getting outraged by the other side, his selling has gone into overdrive. Trump's latest branded merchandise includes the Victory 47 cologne by President Trump, described as, quote, the signature scent of strength and success encased in a luxurious gold bottle. The gilded bust of Trump serving as the cap. The collector's piece can be yours for just $99. Trump's scents are available alongside his new line of sneakers, including the Never Surrender high tops, quote, bold, gold, and tough, just like President Trump. Limited edition pairs went for $399 before selling out, though I don't think they've shipped them yet, so we'll see if that ever happens. And just today, the ex-president introduced a new product, the God Bless the USA Bible, named for country singer Lee Greenwood's classic tune.
The God Bless the USA Bible.
Now, what version is that? King James?
Yes. It's because, God bless. God bless the U.S. I don't remember USA being in the Bible at all. I really don't.
I don't
remember Moses getting on an ark and go, USA, USA, and the animals are going, USA.
Yeah.
I don't remember that, but the USA Bible. God bless the USA Bible.
And just today, the ex-president introduced a new product, the God Bless the USA Bible, named for country singer Lee Greenwood's classic tune. For just $59.99 plus tax and shipping, you can own an easy-to-read large print copy.
$59.99 plus shipping. Do like I used to do. Just go to a dirty motel and take the Bible out of there. I mean, go for an hour. There you go. There's the Bible.
That's what I said. The Gideon's.
Yeah, exactly.
For free.
Yeah, remember you used to do that? Right. You used to do the sin at the motel, and then you get the Bible and saying, oh, God, what did I do? I mean, look at page 14, section 4. Oh, may the Lord please bless me because that dirty little girl that I don't know, I did not use a condom. Please, Lord, save my penis. Please, Lord, save my penis. Thank you, Lord. And he put the Bible back. That's what we used to do. That's it. That's why the Bible's there. We pray to God. But for $60, you can get this product. Here we go.
Greenwood's classic tune. For just $59.99 plus tax and shipping, you can own an easy-to-read large print copy.
All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You have to laugh at Trump. I'm sorry. Everybody needs a Bible at home, and I have many. Why do you need more than one Bible? Okay. All right.
Well,
you got many.
I've got my great-grandmother's. You know, that was hers. But
true.
I'm going to be sending that to Texas to my cousins because, you know, they have kids. I don't. So I can't really pass it down to anybody. So it's side of the family where it can go, you know.
I guess you're right because there's three Bibles that I know of. You got the King James Bible. You got the New Testament. You got the Gideon Bible.
They're all King James Version, though.
Exactly. But not many people, even in Canada, know about God Bless the USA Bible. Nobody has that.
I've never heard of that one until today.
I never heard of that either. But here we go.
It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but
Religion is so important. It's so missing. We got to bring back religion because religion is missing.
And religion should not be involved in politics.
In the Constitution,
it says it's separation of church and state.
Right. So Trump's going to bring back religion because religion is missing.
Yes, that's coming from someone who has been convicted, not in
exactly.
a judicial court, but in a civil court for rape. Yeah.
Yes.
And all these fraud charges and all of this. Yeah. He really needs to be advocating for religion.
In the name of God. By the Bible. By the Bible. Here we go. We're not done yet. Here we go.
Have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back and it's going to come back.
Religion's going to come back. I mean, it was out of style and it's going to come back. And we got to get the God Bless USA Bible. It's going to come back. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
For a price. God
yeah, he sounds like
the
old Ron Hubbard on that one.
Right, exactly. Ron Hubbard with Scientology. God's coming back for the price. Here we go.
Back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again.
Okay, really stuck the landing there. Now, you may be wondering, what makes this Bible so special? Well, as the website makes sure to note, in the frequently asked questions section, it is the only Bible officially endorsed by President Trump.
That explains it.
Uh-huh.
It's the only Bible endorsed by...
Not
endorsed by God or Jesus.
I've never heard of anybody endorsing a Bible for monetary gain. Never.
I wouldn't be surprised if he has a book signing. Here's the Bible. I wouldn't be surprised if he had a book signing of the Bible. I really wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either. I'm surprised he didn't say, signed copies or $200.
Signed copies. Did you get the God Bless USA Bible? Yeah, here we go.
You think he'd really waste his arrogant time signing for people?
I think he would.
If he got paid, they
pay a lot of money for book signings. They do. They pay a lot of money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can see him doing it. Here's a special God Bless the USA Bible. Isn't that an insult to Canada, UK, or the rest of the free-thinking
world,
religious world, that the USA has their own special Bible, God?
Taking marketing way too far.
Right. I can see it now. When Moses went in and he freed the Jews. Come on, Jews. Yes, we must follow Moses. Moses is going to lead us to the promised land. Come on, as they're marching up to Mount Sinai, you hear the Jews go, USA, USA. As Moses goes to the mountain, USA. Oh, my God. Mm-mm-mm. There's more.
If you're wondering why a particularly religious man would endorse the Bible, the New York Times explains, quote, he is getting royalties from purchases. So obviously the guy will do anything to make a buck. But of course, he is not just any guy. He is the presumptive Republican nominee for president, the person who may be in the Oval Office this time next year. And at least until then, he's the leader of his party with enough power and influence to instruct the House Republican caucus to do his bidding. I mean, right now, he is single-handedly blocking funding for Ukraine, right?
There you go. Mm-hmm. I want to hear sometimes I want to hear the comments of the regular people. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They blocked the comments. There's no comments here because they blocked the comments. So they don't want to hear it.
They're probably too mean for him.
Here it is. I had to go way to the bottom. One person said, I would say it's unbelievable, but nothing that happens in the USA has become unbelievable to me.
That's true.
Wow.
That is true.
There's another comment. Feels so blasphemous. It's wild. Here's another person. They don't call him Don the Con for nothing. And here's another person, Vanessa. Can the criminal go away any lower? Yes, he can. And here's another person. This is what people want representing the USA on the world stage. God help our country. Another person said, now he wants to sell the Holy Bible for $60. Can't people see how evil this man is? How dare him? Here's another comment.
And pocket the money. Yeah.
Exactly. Here's another comment. I have no words for just how pathetic and disgusting this is. Another person, Trump has no shame. Incredible. Another person, I'm not religious, but this is shameful. Another person, I'm beyond embarrassing. And here, and this last one tops it off and speaks for every person in the USA. This one comment speaks for all of us. He says, this is beyond embarrassing for our country. Literally, I have no words. I have no words. One person says, yeah, it's true. One person says, I'm a Christian. My stomach just turned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder how many of these devout people he's going to lose over that one.
That's the thing. You're right. Because, see, he got the religious vote. It was exactly, but the clergy, I mean, when you're selling God and you're selling, okay, now you're getting into a territory
and
where you're messing with
it.
The Bible.
It's not like he's giving the proceeds to charitable causes. He's profiting them.
Right.
It's horrible.
It is horrible. And now you're getting into God's words, and you're going to endorse the Bible. Who has the balls in this world to endorse the Bible? Even the Pope is not saying, I endorse this book.
But he's not.
Oh, my. I know. There you go.
He thinks he's a living God. He's not.
Wow. I wonder how this is going to go.
But he's not.
Now, Trump compared himself to Jesus. Here we go. Trump endorses a $60 Bible one day after comparing himself to Jesus. Trump compared himself to Jesus. Republican former President Donald Trump just endorsed a $60 print of the Christian Bible. The print is inspired by the country music artist Lee Greenwood saying, God bless USA. Trump endorsed the print one day after he compared himself to Jesus in a Truth Social post. I'll read it. I'll find it.
Because, people are crazy.
I know. It is really nuts. God, Trump is selling God. Nobody has any more balls than you. Got to give him credit. Nobody has more balls than him. I mean, he endorsed the Bible. And he's selling. I really wouldn't be, I really wouldn't put it past him if he's going to do a signing. Really?
I wouldn't either.
Wow. I know.
I'm surprised he didn't, say, hey, yeah, you can get a signed copy for X amount of more money.
I know. It says here really quick because we're going to go off the air pretty soon. It says, because we're losing my morning crew. We're going to be losing, Pat soon and I got a meeting that I'm going to hype my Robin. My Robin's been kicking ass, and I got to work for her now. She went working hard for us. I got to work hard for her, put money in her pocketbook. And can I say pocketbook? Do girls have pocketbooks anymore? Is that a sexist thing? We used to call it a pocketbook. Do they say it anymore? Did they ever say that in Canada, a pocketbook?
No.
They just said purse, right? Because we used to call it a pocketbook.
Purse or my bag.
Purse and bag? But back in the day, did you ever hear that, Robin?
I usually call mine a bag because it doesn't have
bag?
Anything in it.
Why did it come up? Back in the day, they used to call it a pocketbook. Do you guys remember that at all? No? Okay.
Well, that was mostly like for checkbooks.
Yeah, there
back
you go.
When people wrote checks and carried a checkbook with them all the time.
Yeah. Because I want to say Robin works hard, and she's very valuable, and she's expensive, so you need to buy shit.
Thank you.
So I got to get to work on that, too. Here we go. Yeah, and with Easter only a few days away, former President Donald Trump took to social media to remind everyone about one of the worst persecutions of all time. Obviously, we're referring to New York State Attorney General Letitia James' efforts to collect on a multi-million dollar judgment against Trump. Last week, James reaffirmed her intent to seize Trump's real estate assets in New York. So Trump says he's being persecuted like Jesus Christ.
Oh, my.
Because the courts are after him. So, you know, even though Jesus stood for something else and Trump's standing for being criminal, but still.
Yeah, that's just blasphemous. He's going to end up losing more people over that than he is going to gain.
I don't know.
Those people are so brainwashed.
They are.
That is true.
The former reality star responded with a very special Easter theme message receiving this morning. Beautiful, thank you. It's ironic that Christ walked through his greatest persecution the very week they are trying to steal your property from you. That's what Trump said. They're stealing. I don't think the criminal law is stealing the property from them. What Republican is the DOJ coming after to steal your property? Trump saying they're going to steal your property from you. What?
He may not have paid his taxes. He's probably being confiscated because of that.
Right. I don't think you're coming after Pat. I don't think you're coming after Robin. And it sure hell not coming after John. They're not, I mean, and they're not coming after Mr. Fred. They're not coming after me. Like, they're going to come after you guys. They're going to steal your property. What? Oh, my God.
First of all, I don't own any property. Not land, anyway. So...
He then added a reference to the Bible. What is it, 109? I can't even read the rhyme. 3:8 is a popular rallying cry amongst 2020 election deniers, which read, "Let his days be few, and let another take his office." He took some passage out of the Bible and put it into a political stance of his campaign. Let the days be few, and let another take his office. Donald Trump hijacked.
He's already
hijacked
had his time in office.
I know. How much can one man do? First, you take the coup of the United States. You failed. Then you take the RNC and you put your daughter-in-law in front of the RNC. Now all the money's going to go to you when the Republican Party. Now you hijack God. Now you're hijacking the Bible.
You hijacked the
Bible.
Yes. Yeah.
You made your own Bible of God Bless the USA Bible. Isn't that embarrassing?
Yeah.
That is embarrassing.
From a country song, of all things. I mean,
that is so embarrassing.
A country song, of all things. Yeah.
I know.
It's not embarrassing. It's sickening.
It is. You don't have the USA Bible by Trump. Trump endorsed my Bible. You just have King James. Your God is false. My God is going to be president. Wow. That's so embarrassing.
That's what I said. He thinks he's the next Julius Caesar, but he's not.
I know.
Well, he's a Caesar. He's like a Caesar, all right, but more like Caligula.
Yeah. He is.
And he was a Caesar as well.
I'm not trying to disrespect. And by you, I'm not trying to disrespect John. I like John. This has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with Republican. It has nothing to do with Democrat. It has something to do with a guy, ego so big, so grandiose, that he can come up with his own Bible and endorse it and coin it as God Bless the USA Bible. This is so blasphemous. This is so blasphemous. I can't begin to tell you.
Oh,
seriously.
And I guarantee you, I know somebody who's probably already ordered one. I guarantee you. If she knew about it, she's already ordered one.
She's about as
confused about God as she is about as confused about Trump.
Wow.
Yeah.
That you hijacked the scriptures, the holy, sacred scriptures. You hijack
it,
and then you put your cover on it and your signature on it. This is worse than stealing somebody else's song. You're stealing the Holy Bible. You're stealing everything in the Holy Bible, and you're putting it as yours, and you're going to coin it as the USA Bible. This is worse than when the Christians were fighting back in the day of the ancient whatever.
And the Crusades.
Crusade is
worse
than Crusade.
Yeah, during the Crusades, the Holy
War. The funny
Wars.
Thing is, nobody will be able to get rid of those things after.
Wow.
Tell me about it.
Wow. And here, and we're going to be right back. Here's the song. If you're wondering, Donald Trump's Bible. I'll give you a preview of the song that gave Donald Trump the courage to write his own Bible or to steal the Bible of God Bless the USA Bible. This is the song.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
God bless Compton. God bless Inglewood. God bless Alabama. Even God bless Niagara Falls.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to
here, you guys, all you holy fucks. Come on, you holy fucks. Let's sing it. Stand up, you holy fucks.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till the day. 'Cause there ain't no doubt.
There you go. There's proof.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There's now.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something.
I've heard this song a billion times.
Yeah. Now let me tell you something about that song. Trump stole that song. See, Trump will play that song at the rally, and that's his rally cry. He'll play it at the rally. And you think that Leeward wrote it for Trump? He did not. He wrote that song for George.
No, that many years ago.
Many years ago, and George Bush played that song. Trump stole it from George Bush. Like he steals everything else.
Yep.
Like he stole the Bible. Like he stole the Bible and he endorsed it. He stole that song from George Bush. That wasn't Trump's song.
Profiting off of it.
Yeah. And okay, and we're going to go really quickly because I'm going to get off the air right now. And we're talking about P. Diddy. Here's what's going on with P. Diddy. You know, when I'm hearing what's going on with P. Diddy, because I'm talking really fast, I'm going off the air in about 5 minutes. When I talk about P. Diddy, you know what comes to mind? Who's that other black singer who had those girls, and he's in jail right now because those girls were underage? R. Kelly. He reminds me of R. Kelly.
Oh, man. Oh. I didn't know about him.
Yeah, well,
from
he
the
did
90s.
The same thing. Yeah, R. Kelly.
Oh,
now they're accusing. They're accusing P. Diddy of having sex with underage girls.
Well,
and
he may have.
Sex trafficking. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be so bold. And I mean, let's say you had a girlfriend. I did this. You had a girlfriend, and you go, oh, Brian, I'm so cute. Yeah, you're so cute. I'm blonde, and I have no brains. Yes, you have no brains. You just love me because my boobs. Yes, and your ass, too. Okay, I'm done with you. I'm going to pass you on to my other friend. Okay. Now, did I just sex traffic somebody? Did I just sex traffic somebody? I'm done with you. I'm going to pass you on to my friend. Now, he's not paying for it. Well, he has to pay for it because
he's... Oh, I was about to say, if it's a monetary, yeah, if he's getting paid for it, probably, but...
Is it?
There's also...
Okay.
It depends on whether she wants to or not, you know.
Well, right. Well, I don't know. You're right. Consent is important. Consent is important.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say... Sex trafficking, what about swingers, where these people swap their wives and everything? Is that sex trafficking?
No, it's not?
There's
no money involved. There's no money involved.
Sex trafficking,
it has to do with, forcing people into service or, abducting them or, as I said, using, underage girls to service parties.
Right. Well, here's
or
what...
Or other things, or
right.
other kind of things.
Exactly. Well, here's mm-hmm. what here's what 50 Cent said about P. Diddy. Here's 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Come on, 50 Cent.
Guilty as fuck. He did this. Guilty as fuck. He did this. Guilty as fuck.
Wow.
He did this. Guilty as fuck.
Wow. That's what 50 Cent says. He did that shit. Guilty as fuck. Now, I don't know. People use that phrase. I always wonder why people use stupid phrases. Guilty as fuck. Now, as fuck guilty? I mean, I what does that mean? It goes, Mr. Fuck, yes, guilty. What did I do? You know, when you put as fuck at any sentence, it sounds a lot worse. It's like, damn, he's ugly as fuck. Okay. He's pissed off as fuck. And when you put, I guess it's, you're guilty as fuck. Fuck is guilty. So don't fuck.
Make love. It's emphasizing it, yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you, puppy, and I agree with you, honey. It's like, we got to start freeing fuck, because fuck should not be guilty at all. I mean, we do fuck in our own free will, and two people who agree to fuck should not be guilty of the fucking. So you cannot be guilty as fuck.
As long as they're of age and they consent.
Right.
It is none of my business, nor do I care.
It's none of my... Well, I got to remember when I was 16 and I was guilty as fuck, too.
Yeah, well, I was.
But you're
I
right.
I was, too, but I was old 17.
But we have to say for the radio.
I was 17.
You young fuckers,
got
you got to be 18. I'm tired of you young fuckers. You got to be 18 before you get in there, you fuckers.
Hey, my mother thought that it was a no-no for having sex before marriage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if that were the case, I would be in some bad shape right now.
I would be too.
I would be nearly a 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, Jesus.
I would.
Hasn't your mom had her way?
If she had her way, I would never have had sex before marriage. And I've never been technically married, so...
Wow.
But I consider, Ryan and I, we're together, so it's like, we may as well be married.
How long you been together with Ryan? You've been together for a while, right?
Over 12 years. Over 12 years
now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. In California years, those are like lifetime. That's a lifetime, 12 freaking years. They're like dog years in California term. Like, if Pat's been with John for a while. Pat, how long have you been with John?
24.
Yeah,
oh
twice as long as Ryan and I have been together. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? I've been with my girlfriend for over 20 years. I've been going on 23 years. That's right. She's in it for the penis. She's in it for the penis. I'm not thinking anything else. I'm not living in the fantasy world. She's in it for the penis.
You sell yourself
that's it.
Short.
No, I'm not selling myself short. I know why she's here. Nope, I'm a realist. I know why she's here. She's here for the penis.
She wouldn't be there for that long.
No, she is. You would like to believe something. You would like to believe it's love. You would like to believe this. No, she's here for the penis. She'll put up with my shit to get the penis. It's a wonderful penis, by the way. It's the most amazing penis. If Trump sold my penis, it would be there's no penis like no other.
He would actually make money marketing it.
Exactly. Like no other. It's a wonderful thing. It's an amazing penis.
I'm not kidding. There's this store in town I got to go to and get a picture or something and send it to you. You're going to laugh. You really will. You will. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, guys, wow. I have to leave.
We got to leave, too. Okay, don't forget, you guys, God bless America. And don't forget to get the God Bless America Bible because the Lord will bless you. God bless our Canadian.
Is there a show tomorrow, Brian?
Yes. No. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We have a guest. Really quickly,
yeah.
We have that special guest. Vicky is coming on tomorrow.
Yes.
It's an interview tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
Rick Singleton.
The real-life crime story. Betrayal
mm-hmm.
and everything. All right, guys. Have a good time. I'm going out too. Robin, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you. And thank you, Pat. Robin, I got to get to work for you. I got a meeting. I got to get to work
thank
for you.
You.
Put some money into your bag, not your pocketbook. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
God bless
bye,
the
bye.
USA.
All right. Bye.
Bye.